a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on July the 10th, 2009. Newcomers should go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and you'll find there hundreds of talks. There's over, I think it's 360 just on RBN alone, talks that I've given in the past. We're trying to give you the shortcuts to this big picture of the system that runs the world and to tell you how it's done and to show you where it's going. You can also look into these other sites now on that page, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's all these other sites which you should bookmark for future use because I get trouble with the mainstream servers at times, and I expect more in the future. So there's cuttingthrough.jenkins.com, then cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's also Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. And finally, there's Alan Watt Sentinel.eu. Now, the EU site does have all the audios of the shows I've done as well. Plus, they have quite a few transcripts written in the various languages of Europe of these particular talks I've given. And I should say off the bat, too, if there's anybody out there across Europe or the world who wants to be a translator, please get in touch with me. And you'll find how to do that, again, at cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. The listeners bring this show to themselves, really. And when there's just a lack of people helping to donate and keep me going, then it'll be time for me to move on and do other things or teach in private or whatever. So it's up to you to keep it going by helping to donate. You can do it through PayPal. A personal check is fine within the US and Canada. You can also, from abroad, you can pay Western Union or MoneyGram. There's many ways to do it nowadays, which are cheaper than Western Union. And some people who know how to bypass the cons out there just send cash. Because after all, the banks make money off everything that we do. Why I help them. And cash is their legal currency, so use it. And also, as I say, you can order books or CDs or discs from me, and you'll find out how to do that at cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. Once again, translators, welcome. Get in touch with me if you have free time. And some people do get into the swing of it pretty quickly. It's hard initially. Some are terrified to make a mistake. And of course, you can't translate directly everything precisely because of the language differences. Some languages are better, actually. They have more words in them, more defined, precise wording in them than English. So I don't mind. They can certainly, as long as they convey what I'm saying is the main thing. That's the main point. So don't be terrified. Put your hand in and try it. Now, the others out there, too, there's people who get disc burned and passed around who don't use computers, just play it on their CD players. You can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, the number 1, P3E4M1. That's that out of the way. Now, I should maybe tonight talk a little bit about not just what's happening. I don't like just jumping at the news that's put out for us to gobble up, but to try and tie it in with how we've been conditioned for the presentations of the news just at the right time. People don't realize that we've had years of indoctrination, most of it through fiction, then through nature programs, to prepare us for the big system which they're bringing in, the brand new system for the new age. Back in a moment after these messages.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. I'm going to talk about how we're conditioned over sometimes a long period of time. With other things, it can be fairly quick with indoctrination, especially today with the mass media. All mass means one, really, like one conglomerate just together, stuck tightly as a mass. They all say the same things to the world at the same time, because they're all controlled by the same few people at the top who all not only are pally with each other, they have their own particular gang. And gangs have always run the world. But when you look at the different ages, and you must understand the boys at the top, literally, they bring in professors and of philosophy and history. You find that at the Rhodes Scholarships too, and the Royal Institute of International Affairs meetings, they bring in these particular philosophers and historians. And the philosophers put their input into how they can literally alter society as a whole for an upcoming age. That's common with them. That's what mainly philosophers deal with. Ages past, ages present, and the ages to come. And how they can create a planned, controlled society, and how people should behave, and what they should do, and all of these should things that's decided by what we think are brainy people. A lot of them are just megalomaniacs, really, little megalomaniacs that just are control freaks. However, they're in demand by those who run the world system, and they are listened to because of their wild and wacky ideas. Just like, as I say, we've ran for years through computers. The whole population of the Western world went through RAND computers and a bunch of numbers. We're all given numbers and personalities and so on under game theory. Under game theory. The idea being that we only did in our lives that which was comfortable and made us happy for ourselves. Very selfish way of looking at it. And it was designed by a paranoid schizophrenic, a bona fide paranoid schizophrenic, who saw the world that way himself, because he was a paranoid schizophrenic. And like all paranoid schizophrenics, in schizophrenia, being a psychosis, you have a problem with affect or emotion towards others. They're sort of cut off from that emotion. So it was quite easy for him to design a system where he saw everyone else exactly the same as himself. And supposedly that ran through the RAND computers, the game theory that they played the whole Cold War out on, with continents made up of millions of people, all working furiously for themselves in their own little world where it was all, what can I get for myself from this person here? And you go through this little charade in order to get what you want and outsmart them and so on. Very paranoid. So they lap up these types of people, and also philosophers who really have nothing new to say in a sense. They use old techniques of control because they study past philosophers, and all they can do is parrot what other philosophers have really said. Sometimes take bits of each philosophy, put them together, that's been done before too, to create a new reality for the world. Because, as I say, they study ages, and for every age, those in control have always given a reality for everyone to believe in. A religion was the greatest thing up until recently. It still is in some sections of the world for control. And not only that, religion will still be used. For the greening age, it has been used, in fact. They have created a massive greeny sort of new age, almost a hippie-type movement of people who want to be druids and witches and all the rest of it. If you witness the annual sunrise at Stonehenge, I can't remember how many thousands turned up with their gowns on, waving bits of stalks of oats about, stuff like that, and swords as well. And the police even put a drone up to watch this crowd, a drone, a pilotless drone, to circle overhead and watch these characters as they acted out this, what they thought was, they hoped was going to be the sunrise ceremony, but it was a very cloudy day, as it often is in Britain, so they just drank their beer and went home. But that movement is created, you see, and it's created from childbirth for many people who are adults today. They've had it in their comics, the stories of nature and sustainability, wrapped in there cleverly for a child to understand in a very basic way. And it's been through cartoons galore for years. And the adults have had theirs to do with wildlife and all the wildlife films put up by the big foundations that all work for this upcoming system. Predictive programming goes on for years and years, always shaping you for something to come, which when it does come, you'll think it's quite natural. You sort of drifted into it naturally. That's how you guide people through ages, by those who know what to do and how to do it. Sciences, basically. And since we're all getting the same indoctrinations, and most people, unfortunately, are glued to television sets for so many hours per day, they have an awful lot of stuff downloaded into them that's bypassed any reasoning capabilities they had. And it's true what Brzezinski says, I'm always quoting this, he says, shortly the public will be unable to reason or think for themselves. They'll expect the media to do the reasoning and thinking for them. In other words, give them their conclusions. And that's what's been happening since even before that book was written in the 70s. You're seeing the perfect outcome of that today. Now, I've always said the media is a main arm. It always has been a main arm. That's why media, since the earliest of times, before the newspapers came out, you had, across Europe, you had the town crier. And the town crier often didn't belong to the town. He was sent across on horseback to go from village and town to town, proclaiming the news from the king. So he was authorized by a charter to do this by the king. Otherwise, anyone trying this, anyone saying, I'll listen to what he says, and I'll pop over to the next village and I'll do the same. No, they'd hang you because you were not authorized to tell the news exactly as the way that the king wanted or his courts wanted to appear to the public. And newspapers are all licensed. You see, they're given a license. A license means it can be withdrawn at any time. That's what a license is for. To make sure you, as a Mason, say you toe the line. And you don't go overboard. The tow rope, which is what the necktie even represents for those who are Masons without going through the initiates degrees, as Pike said, your tow rope is the circumference of your ability to influence anything in your reasoning power, you personally. So if you tack that rope down to a stake, you can only go around in that circle. It's limited unless you have a much longer tow rope, you see. And that's for the big boys. But they give us our realities. And I've read this article, even this week I've read this article, but it's so important to get a point across to people that this article just wasn't to do with a Bush administration. Aides and advisors and scriptwriters work with every president and prime minister across the world. They always have, in kings and queens, same thing. Now, the aides generally are not elected. They're just appointed there. And the public are often unaware of who they even are. There was one for Ontario for many years that the public, there's an article in the press that not one member of the press was able to mention his name in their own media because they were terrified. He had so much power, more power than the premier had. Because, you see, the aides, these guys who are put in as advisors, know the whole world agenda. They work for a higher organization that's been around for a long time, an awful long time. And they know that what their particular part in it is and how they have to maneuver this president or prime minister and guide them along the proper path, the predetermined path by their masters. But this is what you said, and this was Scheherazade in the White House. That's from that particular article. And it was during Bush's reign, and it's from a journalist who was told by an aide, this is what the aide said, when the journalist was talking about, you know, solutions emerging from study of realities, and the aide cut him off and says, that's not the way the world really works anymore. That never really did. He's telling the truth, but it's always been that way. He says, we are an empire now. Now, is he talking about national or international or world empire? We are an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you, so there's from we create our own reality, and when you are studying that reality judiciously as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too. And that's just how things will sort out. We are history's actors, and you, all of you, will be left just to study what we do. Well, ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? And sure enough, for every age, they give you a reality. Now, for the upcoming greening age and sustainability, we've had, years and years of propaganda. Most folk can't remember it consciously, but the subconscious does. Years and years of indoctrination. And Gorbachev came out, too, years ago, and I read the article from his book, and he said, we're creating a new world religion, and it must be based on a form of nature worship. I'll take that kind of shape, image. But he says it must be to do with sustainability and nature worship. So they all knew their parts, these guys, before they were made even more famous than they already were. And yes, people are made famous. They are made famous. You don't become, you're made to be famous by those who know how to do it. That's if they want to bring you up there, if you're of use. So here they are. I can remember, this next article ties right in with that, you see. I can remember when Prince Charles was the poor prince who had no purpose. And it was all over the media back in the 70s and 80s. The poor guy, they wanted everyone to cry for poor Prince Charles because mummy did everything and he was given no role to guide the world. And of course, he does have a role now and is going out full tilt to do what he's told. Back with more after these messages.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, showing how indoctrination and progression of indoctrination brings us all to a predetermined point of thinking everything is now normal again, after we've left the old normal behind. But really, this has been crafted by experts over 100 years or more, this actual stage that we're at today. In fact, those who brought us massive industry and the big families who are in control of it, the big barons, robber barons, have been guiding us all along. That's why they run foundations, to make sure that they run the real system. And politicians and prime ministers are basically informed what to do by these same foundations. And I'm going to read articles about that tonight as well. But here's Prince Charles. You see, the poor prince back in the 70s and 80s had no function. And they had all these write-ups in the paper about the poor soul. All he could do was go across the world with his pals and play polo and pass the time, you know, and chat about things. And lo and behold, they picked him up rather quickly once they said that, because they tried to groom him. Now, Prince Charles is not the best person to educate for anything. He went to Gordonstoun, and he couldn't handle the school there. And he was also awful at schoolwork, really rather awful. So bad at times, in fact, through his life, that they used to get teachers for him, special teachers and coaches, and bits of articles in the paper would come out about he now had a new, even trumpet player at one time. He was going to be a trumpet player, and that kind of faded away. So they couldn't really find anything he was really good at. So they made him they went into architecture for a while. Yes, he'd been a high mason. And he actually showed that when he, I think he hit his 45th birthday, I think it was. He went on stage and he did crossed his arm right across his chest and went out to a salute, almost like a Nazi salute. And the whole crowd of lords, all peer groups and so on, exploded into applause. And that was shown on mainstream television, and of course most folk don't get the point of what they're actually seeing. But anyway, they've got him here going from architecture and so on into saving the world. So we've got an expert, Prince Charles, an expert who was pretty awful at education, reading a script. You see, this is not from his own mouth, just to let people know this. But you need you need something that the world is taught to somehow respect, a star, someone who's better than you. You know, that's where they say you're better in Britain. From the same people who say water. Do you want a drink of water? You see, you must be special in the lower classes, and they have all these special traits. So we look up to them in a very primitive fashion. But this is from the Independent, and it's really condensed. What he was on about, or rambling about. It says, Thursday the 9th of July, 2009. Just 96 months to save the world, says Prince Charles. So here you have an expert has spoken. Capitalism and consumerism have brought the world to the brink of economic and environmental collapse. Did you realize that's what it was? Now think right there. How many times have I talked about the Rees Commission, the big foundations of the richest people on the planet? The foundations were to bring the Soviet system and merge it with that of the West for the third way, you see. Always remember that. Always remember. So it's your fault, mind you. It's all your fault out there. Capitalism and consumerism have brought the world to the brink of economic and environmental collapse, the Prince of Wales has warned in a grandstand speech which set out his concerns for the future of the planet. Also remember Professor Carl Quigley, who was a historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, Royal Institute for International Affairs, it's the same thing. And remember the royal part. And he says the new system coming in is to be a new feudal type system, where the CEOs primarily of big international corporations will be the new feudal overlords. So what better than to bring out the ones who have experience in feudalism, like Prince Charles here? It says, the heir to the throne told an audience of industrialists and environmentalists. Well, why industrialists and environmentalists? Huh? At St. James's Palace last night that he had calculated that we have to just 96 months left to save the world. And in a searing indictment on capitalist society, Charles said, we can no longer afford consumerism and that the age of inconvenience was over. You see? Now, where was he talking? I'll put these links up, remember, of these topics at the end of the show on my own websites. So look in for them. And you also have tonight's show up there, too, before midnight, generally. And this is from the actual group. It was from the group that held the speech, the Richard Dimbleby Lecture, titled Facing the Future as Delivered by His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, St. James's Palace State Apartments, London, 8th of July, 2009. This is the whole article. They've only given a little bit because you're not supposed to know too much. You're supposed to get the message of fear and so on, and here's where we're going. But here's the rest of it here. And it's written by, again, an aide. You know, the guys who give you realities that we have to study, you see. And he goes through this long preamble there and getting a few chuckles, no doubt, designed to get chuckles. That's generally how the writer does it for them. And then he goes into his architecture or his architectural interests. And he relates it to other people in his heritage, going back to Henry VIII, as though he was actually related to him, which he isn't. But that doesn't matter. The truth doesn't matter when you're given predictive programming. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I am Alan Watt for Cutting Through the Matrix, reading an article written for Prince Charles for him to read about the future and sustainability and so on from the Richard Dimbleby lecture held at St. James Palace State Apartments in London. I should also mention, too, that it's mentioned in it, too, that his close friend and advisor, his advisor is Mr. Porritt. You know, Mr. Porritt, I've mentioned before, read articles about him. I think he's a Cyril Lord or something. And he's the guy from the Optimum Population Trust, another big foundation that came out publicly a few weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago even, and said that they got a half the British population, at least half. And we're going to bring in other stricter measures of population control by law to reinforce them all and so on. So this is advisor at this particular talk here. It's, remember, too, Charles's lineage, really from Germany or Prussia. And I've also got articles here, and I've read a couple of them before, where one of his uncles was given his own SS uniform by Adolf Hitler. They're all kind of all on board with that. And it's no mistake that at the end of World War I, it was King George that had that big international conference on population reduction. Right after the war, they hadn't killed enough people off. Keep that in mind. Don't let this green magic world utopia that they keep pushing at you actually take you over and fool you. Eugenics is a big part of it. It's not that there's too many people. The problem, as Charles Galton Darwin said, is too many of the wrong sort, according to them, you see. So then he goes on about another previous king, an old king, in ordering the building of a great many ships. King Henry VIII effectively founded the Royal Navy. See, King Henry VIII, as he was building up this massive navy, cut almost all the trees down. So it was his fault in the first place, to save him and his kind. Remember, the first law of government or kingship or system is its own survivability. That's what it's all about. So he says, but shipbuilding needed vast amounts of wood, and there came a moment when Henry realized that creating his new fleet was putting too much strain on the natural supply of wood, particularly oak, since they built all their palaces out of it and everything else. And the ordinary folk didn't use this, you see. It says, and if something wasn't done, the country would run out of timber. And so in 1543, he created a law, the Preservation of Woods, which stated that if any number of mature oak trees was cut down, 12 had to be left standing in the same acre, and none could be touched until each of them was of a certain maturity. A nice little fairy tale. Because really, the preservation of woods meant that no one could go on the king's land. The king owned everything, and any peasant out poaching to try and live, getting meat for a change, which most peasants never had. If you realize, too, Malthusian principles were in vogue long before Malthus came along. But in the preservation of woods, you also were hung in the woods if they caught you. There was no trial. In fact, they could kill anybody who was a peasant. Villains had no rights. You see? So the nice little bit of propaganda that leads into this thing. And you've got to remember, too, his father, remember Prince Philip, even though he's Prussian, he was sent over to Greece to fill in an empty spot, and the monarchy didn't have anybody at the time, so they advertised for a monarch, and Philip went there, and the Greeks kicked out Philip. They threw him out, and I think 80 members of his family, and they were all dumped on the British taxpayer. The British found out about this, and the cost it had been to keep them going, back in the late 80s, I think it was. And his father, in charge of the World Wildlife Program and so on, fund, also said in his own book that if he came back, he'd have to come back as a virus and kill off all the people. So are we getting the lineage of these particular people? Is it sort of penetrating? Never mind the nice little chuckles written in by the scriptwriter. So then he goes on to say, it is this knowledge that I fear we have lost in a rush to pursue unlimited economic growth. Now, who created the consumer society? We've gone through the history of it with Bernays and others and all the big moguls that backed them. The same moguls, by mind you, who owned all the oil companies like the Rockefellers. They were the same guys. The Rockefellers, the same guys who were trying to get the cars off the roads, were the same guys who put so many other little oil companies out of business by incredible means. They were truly called the robber barons. They weren't called that for nothing. But they also sent men across the whole of the U.S. and bribed all the governors and so on and officials into getting the tram cars off so that folk would have to drive the automobiles and use their oil and gasoline. Same guys. But they do love to make us the bad guys. It's all your fault. So they give you a system and then they blame all you for it. That's the technique, you see. Beautiful. It always works. It's worked in the past. Always blame the victim. So he says, a loss that's never more rapid than during the 60s, and that time of frenzy of change which swept across the world in the wave of post-war modernism. There was an eagerness to embark upon a new age of radical experimentation in every area of human experience, which caused many traditional ideas to be discarded. No, that was the purpose of the revolution at that time. Most revolutions are bloodless. They're created by the social engineers at the top, allowed to do what they do, or they never get away with it otherwise. They'd be stopped short. Anything that's not authorized from the top, like Plato said, is not allowed to simply come out to the public. It might throw the whole plan and the order of things out the window. So he's trying to say it was just all happenstance. Then he goes down this article here, and I doubt if Prince Charles even understands modernism. And again, the philosophic writings, or he's probably not read them, on modernism and postmodernism and so on. He gets this from his advisors and the scriptwriters, the guys who know what they're doing. But it's down to saving the world. We're going to save the world through all costs, he says. But he's hinting also heavily in reducing the population. See, we're post-industrial. They don't need us anymore. We've conquered the world. We supplied all the bodies. They got full of bullets on the way. We supplied the tax money and all the machinery that helped some of their big corporations get really stinking rich, all the aircraft companies and munitions experts and so on, all this stuff. But they don't need us anymore. They don't need us all. So they want to cull the herd. It's good farming practice to don't have excess herd. If the price is down on beef, here you are feeding all this beef and keeping them around. What did they cull them? That's what they did with the pigs in the pig industry quite a few times over the last 15 to 20 years. You cull off the excess. To them, it makes perfect sense. So he's getting in on the act in a big, big way. In touch with the laws of nature is all the high, the true high masons understand it. The green man, the letter G, you see? Not just for gnosis or for degenerate and so on. It's also for the green man. The green man symbology has been shown in all architecture and cathedrals and churches from the Middle Ages by the stonemasons, but written in by the architects as well. The green man, nature. Albert Pike says we never, ever apologize for nature. They're talking about the survival of the fittest and the right of the predator to rise to the top and be king of the jungle. Kipling and the Lion King, that's what the whole thing was about. All this sun will be yours. The Lion King, king of the jungle. What is the jungle? It's the wasteland below. The bottom of the pyramid where all the sparse grass grows. The world of the profane. That's what that is. The green man. Nature. And then he goes on to talk about, oh, this won't be enough food to feed everyone, sustainability. And if they do try to feed all these people, they'll just destroy the planet in the process. Meanwhile, they'll put all traditional farming pretty well out the window through legislation from above and government interference and laws and penalties, etc., while they were building the big corporate farms that will be the corporate farming community for the entire planet. It already is, really. Five agribusinesses, they're really all one, own the entire world's food supply. And if they haven't been killing us off fast enough with the alterations in the food, with all the inoculations that kill us and all the rest of it, well, they're in a panic. They've got to get it going fast. They want us to conditionally go ahead. And it will happen. It's already, they've already had volunteers of young people coming up forth to be sterilized to save the planet. That's what they want. They want us not just to cooperate with them, but not to fight them, but actually to be on board with it. The victim must believe it's their fault. Standard abuse system. Standard. So put all of this up, this entire written speech for Mr. Charles to go ahead and spout off to the public for you to read. And it's all about the major ice caps melting, even though, or could soon be melted, even though all the evidence is out there, as we well know, is to the contrary. But I said a long time ago, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter if we're up to our eyes in snow. This is a mandate. When the Club of Rome came up with the idea and admitted it, they admitted it in their own book, The First Global Revolution, written in the 90s, but they said back in the 70s they were given the task of bringing this world together with a common cause under a warfare type of scenario. And they said, how could they do it? They looked at all ways of doing it. What would the people fall for? What would they believe with enough propaganda, prediction, and fiction, science fiction? And they came up with the idea of global warming. Man was in danger to the planet. That would fit the bill. That's what they said. That would fit the bill. And when they make a plan like that from the premier think tank, they will never deviate from it. So I'll put that one up, and you can read it for yourself. But this is how reality is made for the public, the general public. Now remember, the general public have floated through changes. They've floated through NAFTA, through GATT. They've floated through the transfer of factories to China, and then all the stuff in the stores coming from China. And you know yourselves, the vast majority of the public haven't even noticed it, never asked a question. even to themselves. Not even, I wonder why everything suddenly from China now. What, was it an act of God or something? No, they haven't a clue. They haven't a clue. Because they've been trained not to participate in their own destiny. That's also what Huxley and Russell and Wells and many others before them said they would do. They would get a generation growing up that would accept they were being ruled by experts. And they would leave it to them, thinking that was a different. All that affair had nothing to do with them. It was out of their hands, and it wasn't their affair, even though it affected all of them. Just, you see, that's the height of domestication. We are domesticated animals, hyper-domesticated. Because a farmer never goes in and grabs a sheep in front of the other sheep and slaughters it and roasts it to eat and then shears it for the wool to sell. If he's going to do that, he'll take one quietly out, away from all the rest. Because the rest must like the farmer and kind of like him coming around, and he throws certain food his way and their ways and so on. That's, again, how the sheep perceive the farmer. And that's how we've been conditioned to perceive the expert class, those people who come from special wombs and have a barrage of letters behind their names. We're taught that that's somehow superior than ourselves, and we accept it. So we allow ourselves to be ruled and governed as a domesticated animal is. Same way. Quite something. And we all know, too, that there's big meetings going on, and they're coming up, actually, shortly. I've got one here from one of the United States. It's, I think it's Connecticut. From the governor, it's, all the states are doing this. Governor Rell participates in NIH conference on H1N1 influenza outbreak plans for fall flu season. And who's all there? You find they're all there, including the Office of Homeland Security, the state's emergency operations center, blah, 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 blah. They're really going to go all out with this hype and terror to vaccinate everyone, etc. That's getting sent out. All the states are doing it. But that's upcoming, apparently, or it's on right now. I know there's another one coming up in 2 weeks' time for the whole of the U.S., and I'm sure it'll be in all the media when it's happened to terrify us all. But the money that's been thrown out by the federal administration, $350 million, making it available to the states for assistance in preparing for the flu season, including a nationwide vaccination program. Amazing, eh? And these guys are talking about culling us off openly. As I say, Prince Charles at that particular Dimbleby meeting, his advisor was Mr. Porritt, who said that openly. He wants to cull most of us off. In mainstream media, I've read the articles on the air. But they also want us to be safe and well. Wait a minute, cull us off, sterilize us, have us safe and well with, we don't want us getting a flu. Maybe not a chill even. So safe and well versus culling us off. The wolf wants to keep us safe and well as it kills us off. Which one is it? We should all be hyper paranoid right now because these guys are up to an awful lot of no good. I don't trust them an inch, personally. And these shots, whatever they want to mandate on everyone. But a great way to cull off lots of people. Fantastic way to cull off lots. Because all I have to say is, well, we got the mix wrong. As they always do. They always tell you that in March. They always mix the wrong ones together. This one, they're saying, well, it might have a crossover help. Meaning, if it's vaguely similar to a previous flu virus, somehow it will magically have this, our bodies have this magic crossover ability to attack it. It's never been proven. Or even, there's not even a study to show that it even exists, this crossover technique. But the good wolf wants to make us happy, well, and fit, while they want to kill us off. Now, something doesn't jive there for me at all. Not at all. And an even more beautiful one. Oh, this is beautiful. This is fantastic. BBC, 9th of July. The world powers accept there's a warming limit. They've now they've mandated that the world can't warm ever by more than 2 centigrade above the 1900 levels. This is decreed out by the G8 summit that I was talking about yesterday, with an amazing occultic logo there in the picture, if you look to the link that I left. It says, that's a level above which the UN says the Earth's climate system would become dangerously unstable. U.S. President Barack Obama said the countries had made important strides in dealing with climate change. I'll put this link up too, but there's one more I've got to talk about tonight. One more. Very, very important one. Very important one to show you about the unification of the Americas and how many countries they've already brought into it. And we didn't even hear a thing about it. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Just to mention, too, that if you get an inoculation, we're a fantastic way if we all come down with disease and say, well, I guess it didn't work. That's all they have to say. Now, they won't tell you. Maybe the inoculation is what's killing folk. Always think about that. They always have a way out, you see. This article here is from the International Economic Forum of the Americas, held in Montreal, the 8th to 11th of June, 2009. Highly publicized, wasn't it? Did you see it anywhere? They've already said that they didn't have the summit in Americas. I've even heard one politician saying that recently. I think even Obama said he hadn't heard anything about it. The International Economic Forum of the Americas. And I'll put the link up, too, for the whole PDF of what they're giving to the public. at the end of the show. And you see who all the guys that are there. You know, there's the Prime Minister talking here of Canada. And he's welcoming in other countries that have signed into this amalgamation of the Americas. That's what it is, you see, with economics. And all the countries have come in since the first lot came in. The last lot that came in were Canada, the States, Mexico, and I think they were getting Chile in at the time. But Harper is in here welcoming the newcomers. And thousands came to this, not from your type of classes, of course. Thousands of folk attended this particular international meeting. And they had all these big speakers, well-known speakers there. People who have been up high up in the Council on Foreign Relations, even Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who also was way up there with them, and who's now the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, was there as well. But the title of it, the title of it, as I say, is Adapting to a New World Order. What was it Blair said at the G20 meeting before they had the G8 meeting there? He said the same thing. He started off his speech, and it's up on Google. It says this is the emergence of a new world order. We've been saying new world order for years and getting laughed at by the same media that's now printing this. So it's okay for one crew to say it, but when we say it, oh, no, that's nonsense, it doesn't exist. But this is the title put out by them at the International Economic Forum of the Americas. And they have all their talks, as they rush all these talks through for their 3 days, in between all their wonderful breakfasts and luncheons and drinky poos after their talks and so on, by all the right people, of course. And they go through Latin America in the 21st century, the era of migration, and they've got, in other words, massive immigration, etc. Sustainable development, of course. And psychology, health in the workplace, psychological health in the workplace. In other words, more conditioning for you in the workplace. Why you're going to be working more for less. That's what it'll be. And the Energy Forum, sustainable development. That means reduced population, and they're not going to upgrade the energy resources or even maintain them at the high level. Maurice Strong said that back in the late 80s. So it's a rehash of stuff that they already had planned long ago. These guys don't plan it, really. They just come and go through the motions. All the planning for this stuff and every topic they're on about is handled by separate think tanks. And all the speeches are written up probably a few years in advance even. And they're going about the global economic crisis, challenges and opportunities. There's always opportunities for the in-crew. But go into this PDF and read the articles there. Lots to see what's coming up. They tell you your future, these guys, because they're funded by the biggest foundations on the planet, who are also owned by the biggest international bankers on the planet. They create your future, and they think it's their right. And most folk don't complain. That's it for tonight. Try to get a lot in there of important stuff, show you how it's done. From Hamish and myself in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet